Right.
So,
yeah.
Sounds
like the timing is perfect. Okay. Here's Tina to apply that rate.
Oh, hi. Thanks for holding. Is this Jake?
This is he, yeah.
Oh, hi, Jake. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Happy Thursday, right?
Happy Thursday, yeah. One more day. Well, actually, I work Saturdays, one more day for most people.
I hear that a lot with business owners, and I always say you have to take a little bit of time to enjoy it, too, right?
Yeah. Holy crap. No, there was a giant piece of wood block on the road as I was driving here.
No way.
Yeah, wow. I think a truck might have dropped at some point. Anyways, sorry, you were saying a discount or something on that?
Yes. Yes. Tara sent me the notes, and since you're 11 months in business, you're absolutely going to qualify for our new in-business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, which is good. The main benefit is in the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we'll actually block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors. Yep, of course.
100%,
that's going to maximize the jobs that come to you exclusively. You know what I mean?
Mm, right.
Yep. So with the new in-business rate, Jake, it's going to bring everything all the way down to just a flat rate month-to-month of $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you would be not only the first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we would program you into some of the popular directories in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how most people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Right. Yeah, they ask Siri or Alexa or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And so what that mobile optimization will do is make sure that you come up from all of the searches conducted from not only the iPhones, the Androids, and the tablets, but as you mentioned, also those voice-activated devices such as Alexa, you know? Yeah, and that's a huge market you'll be able to capitalize on. And then because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Right. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I already know how all that works.
It tracks
based on how long you look at stuff online too. I'm pretty well versed in that kind of stuff. So,
And I'm convinced that even the voice activated devices track us, because I've been talking about things that I never searched online for. And then next time I go on my Facebook newsfeed, there's ads for all those things popping up. And I'm like, that's pretty interesting, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you have a business Facebook?
I do not at the moment. No, I've been swamped. I've been swamped as of recently, so I've been trying to set all that up. But
that's really good. Well, we'll help you get it up and running. That's not a problem. That's what we specialize in, you know.
Right.
And then you'll get a detailed tracking system, which will show you, you know, how many new clients you receive from Google, how many you receive from Facebook.
Right.
You'll see which keywords they're actually typing in to find you, and if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything is very transparent, you know? And then because it's a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that'll be great.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. You're going to be so thrilled with this. So I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
Um, say it's probably, actually, you know, let's use my business email. Let's use, okay. jwagner@whomeservices.net.
jwagner@whomeservices.net. And then, this is the phone number that you take client calls through, right? The one ending in 5522? Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
Everything goes through this main line, but I do have a anytime this number is already full, I have a system to backlog. So, automatically, it's an automated system. So,
okay. That's really good customer service. I like that. You know, there's a pet peeve of mine when I call out to one of our clients just to do an update or something, and then I get like a voicemail box that's full or one that's not set up.
Right.
I always think, you know, why would you pay a company money marketing to get your phone ringing, and then when a potential client calls you, they can't leave a message. So I love that automated rollover that you have. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I hire a third party service, but what it does is it's like an AI answering machine, basically. It's not actually answering the machine, like it communicates with them. I use it.
So cool. That's amazing. But I don't have to put a second number in here. It would just roll over from your 5522, right?
Yeah, so it basically acts like an extension number. Like basically it'll dial like two or something like that, for like an extension.
Yes.
So, Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Well, then that's excellent. Now, for the business, I should ask, do you want it to show on Google as Wagner Home Services, or would we put in Inc. or LLC, anything like that? What's your thoughts there?
Sorry, you cut out for a minute there. What was that?
Do you want us to show the business on Google as Wagner Home Services, or should we put in Inc. or LLC after that? Anything else, or what's your thoughts?
It should be Wagner Home Services for now. I do need to register. I'm working on registering an LLC, actually. So
perfect.
Yeah.
If you get the LLC later and you want to add it, just let us know, because any revisions that you make are free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. Okay? Yep. And then I can set this up for you, Jake, using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Probably my debit card. Give me just one second. I am trying to park here, trying to navigate to a customer's house. So
please, take your time.
Let's see.
I always get nervous when I talk to someone that's driving. I'm like, oh no, just.
I used to drive a box truck for a living in downtown Denver. So I'm able to navigate pretty well. All right. We're good. I was just looking for the numbers.
I know how that happens. Yeah, because sometimes you're trying to like use the navigation at the same time. So yeah, I get it.
Right,
okay.
Right. Yeah.
So if you have the debit card, just let me know if it reads your name or the business name or both.
It reads my name on it.
Okay. Any middle name or initial, or just Jake Wagner?
Jacob W. Wagner.
Jacob W. Wagner. And is the billing address also the Cheetah Winds address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
No, it's the Cheetah Winds.
Perfect. 10425. Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Yeah, 4653.
Okay.
4596.
Got it.
1264. 1264? Yep. And then 2454.
2454. Expiration?
1128.
And the code?
272.
272. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create the appointment for my technician to call you tomorrow, and they're going to go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. Now, some of this is repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. But I did want to ask you one thing. Have you ever heard of Google Guaranteed?
I have not, no.
Okay. Okay, so there's a brand new program through Google called Google Guaranteed, which is an exclusive lead program that they rolled out about May of last year. It's not available for all industries in all areas, but it happens to be available for your industry. So how it works is you'd have to pass a background check in order to participate in it. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right? Perfect. Okay. So as long as you have a valid driver's license, which you do since you were driving the boxcar, or a social security or an EIN number, and you have no felonies, you'll pass that background check with flying colors. And then that process takes about 4 to 8 weeks. Once you're approved, Google will now put a blue check mark or a green check mark next to your name, so everyone will know that you're Google Guaranteed approved, so it adds a whole bunch of extra credibility to your business. And at that point, it's a pay-per-lead program. So how it works different from those other lead services out there is that Google is not interested in selling leads. So if you get a lead through Google Guaranteed, it comes only exclusively to you. So you have a much higher chance of converting it. And our department monitors it, and you will only get charged if it's a valid lead. Okay, so if it's someone that's calling that's looking, hey, are you hiring, or, you know, something like that, or for a service that you don't offer, you're not going to get charged for it. You're only going to get charged if it's a valid lead. And then Google will also provide $2,000 worth of insurance for each of your clients. So in the event that you did a ton of work for a client and then all of a sudden they became disgruntled and they wanted their money back, Google would get involved and actually refund them up to $2,000 of what they paid you. Okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, all it would take to participate in this would be, it's a one-time application fee, and that's so that you would submit and pass the background check of $250. And then once you're approved, the leads would run right around $78 each. So they would call you and say, okay, we're going to activate a budget, which would equal 13 leads within the month. And that activation budget would be 1,026. But again, that wouldn't happen until what, like four to eight weeks down the road. Now, that activation budget acts like an escrow account. So let's say you don't take on 13 leads. Say you take on 5 or 6 leads and you're dealing with some big jobs. And the next month, you would just pay for the 5 or 6 leads that you took just to kind of replenish that bucket. So I think that you would absolutely love it, and I think it's really good timing to get started on it now. But I wanted to see, you know, kind of let you know how it works and see if you wanted to. Because if you did add that on now, it would be they would waive the $99 setup fee and look at it, put that into the $250 for your application fee. So you would only pay $549 today, and then each month moving forward, you still pay your $299 flat rate, and then plus the leads once you're approved for that background check.
I'm actually at my client's house now, and I was supposed to be here about 5 minutes ago. So unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to set that up now. But,
okay, let me just send you an email on it. That way, when you're ready, you can call me. And that's the nice thing about it is Google Guaranteed, as long as you meet the requirements, you can add it at any time. It's not exclusive like this program that we're filling today on the first page in the map.
Okay.
So a quick question. I want to let you go and go to your client, but quick question. Your website looks a little bit unfinished, like almost like it's just a contact form on there. Are you still working on it, or did you do that intentionally?
I am, So I'm still gathering photos for the website. I have so I'm still trying to gather photos at the moment.
Okay, the reason I ask is we build Google compliant websites here too, and I can include that for you at no additional cost. So what we could do tomorrow when my technician calls you, as long as you have the credentials for whomeservices.net, you could give that to the technician, and then they can get the site up and running for you. And then down the road, as you get pictures and content, or maybe you have a different logo, you send it in as you get it, and then they update it for you. And again, that's free of charge. But I think it might be a really good move for you just because, you know, as a business owner who has time to finish websites, you know what I mean? So this way we could kind of take over that aspect also. So I'll put a note in here that if you decide to let us take over it, you'll just provide the credentials tomorrow. And then you're going to get an email that says pictures needed for Google verification. What that is, Jake, is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So that email will have like 7 or 8 suggestions. Like if you have a business registration or a license or an invoice with your address or a work vehicle with tools and a Colorado license plate. So don't stress about that too much and think you have to send every single item on the list. If you only have 3 or 4 of them, that's fine. Just send over whatever you can, and that's going to help you to get verified and published on Google very quickly, you know? And then I just need about 60 more seconds to do the voice verification, and then you're going to be good to go, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm. So this says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Wagoner Home Services.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Jacob Wagoner, owner and operator.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, August 14th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Thank you. And then tomorrow for the client interview, that's going to take about 20, maybe 30 minutes. What works best, morning or afternoon? I know it's Friday.
Probably afternoon would be best, actually, yeah.
So I could do, let's see, I could do a 1 o'clock, wait, no, I'm right, a 12 noon, 1 o'clock's booked, but I could do a 12 noon, a 2 o'clock, 3 or 4.
Let's do 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Okay. So what I'm doing right now is I'm blocking out an hour from 2 to 3 o'clock Mountain Time, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 2:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, if you have a second, just because I got you special pricing that's not available to the general public, I wanted you to go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this rate and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me that says, thank you for choosing Local
Splash? I did, yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is open that link or click on it, and it'll take you to where it says Local Splash Terms of Experience. And then you just scroll to the bottom. Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
So if it loads and you scroll to the bottom, you'll see three boxes that you have to check. One shows you're authorized. The second shows you receive text messages. The third shows that you know it's a reoccurring charge. Once you plug those three boxes in and put your name in, it and hit confirm signature, if it goes through, it will ask you for a username and password. So you don't have to worry about the username and password right now because that's all in your welcome email. But my main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
Okay. Got it.
And
so if I scroll down all the way, it doesn't show a continue button.
Oh, shoot. You know what? Some people, I think it depends on what kind of a phone you have, because some people get that on a mobile device. So just try to go in later from like a laptop or a regular computer and do it later, because I don't think you'll get that button if it's not showing on your phone interface. But yeah, as long as you do that, and I'll have my technician remind you to do it tomorrow too, just so that you're grandfathered into that pricing. Okay. So other than that, you're all good to go. We'll be calling you tomorrow. So welcome aboard and have a really profitable year too, Jake. I think you're really going to love this.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And have a good evening too.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Jake. Bye.